everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm adjusting a ton as we begin, because I simply can't get comfortable. What are you doing? Putting your case on? Mm-hmm. There's just so much more body to me these days, all in the front right here, and I just have a hard time getting comfortable in a chair.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Thank you for your support. Is that because of personal experience?
Yes, I've been told. I was told to sit at the front of the boat to distribute the weight.
That actually did happen to you recently.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I'm fat.
You're not fat.
Eyewitnesses right there told me that. One person said you should sit in the front.
For weight distribution?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it sounds like your vacation was great.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just got back from, you were in Naples, Florida.
I was there.
With some friends or, mm-hmm. A little couples retreat. Mm-hmm. Retreat, that sounded like you guys went to couples therapy while you were down there. No, you went, it was like two couples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And how was it besides the body shaming?
Well, it was all right.
That's good. I always like to hear that after a vacation. It was all right.
I enjoyed it. It was relaxing. The home is beautiful as to where we stayed.
Yeah. How was the weather while you were down there?
For Florida, it was pretty good. You get your occasional pop-up thunder shower, which is scheduled for a regular appearance around 4 p.m.,
I like that. I like a quick downpour.
The last day, we got more rain than ever, but it didn't matter. We were going to fly out then anyway. We went to a very fancy hotel for dinner, and we stopped at the hotel lobby bar. It's the Ritz.
I was going to say, I didn't know if we weren't saying it for a reason. The Ritz is
nice.
Fab.
And
the Ritz is nice.
There was two couples, and there were three chairs between them.
Mm. And there's four of you.
Four of us. And they figured out, hey, if we slid down one, everyone could sit. Well, what infuriated our friend Richard was they decided to continue to have the exact same conversation. But instead of moving over to where they could be together, they were bombarding us.
So you four are now in the middle of these other two couples that are now conversing over you at the bar.
Yes, and it's not a meaningful, like, eavesdrop-worthy conversation. It's like, oh, so you guys are from where?
Oh,
I know. Do you know Bobby?
Oh.
Do you know Johnny? Now, I know somebody you know. And they just kept, it was very loud.
And none of you were, I would have been like, do y'all want to move down closer to them?
Well,
they
were so far apart, though. Oh. It would have, they literally would have had to take 10 steps to get to the next
bar. Well, when they
moved
over, which was
very
nice.
They slid one over. They were still very loud before, they had to be before we showed up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yelling at, they're on one corner and the other couple's on another. And they got further apart when we got there, but continue to yell this inane conversation about, do you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know? Now, of course, Richard is losing his mind.
Richard gets infuriated at things that would just be a little annoyance for the rest of us.
Well, then I finally...
And that's, that's just him. I'm not hating.
Because I was a little annoyed, too.
And I think, well, I would have been, too. I'd have been like, gosh.
I said, oh, I know Bobby. I did time with him.
Oh. And what happened?
No, nobody laughed. Richard laughed.
Oh. Did they think maybe you were a hardened criminal?
I don't know what they thought. Didn't matter. We paid our tab. We were leaving.
That's the story you started to tell us at lunch, and you said, I'm going to save it for the podcast?
Well, it lost all its momentum.
Why?
Because you interrupted me.
But I really thought something was going to happen.
Well, that was pretty much it, other than there were some other moments where... Some guy wanted to take her photo at the fountain who claimed he was a photographer, which I knew right away. The last thing a photographer wants to do is work.
And why would he want to take a photo
your
phone?
Richard or someone said, could you do this? He goes, I'm the guy. I'm a professional photographer.
Oh, okay.
This is what I do. They were horrible. And I knew because he was backlighting us. I'm like, what? Pro photographer would do this.
Bobby, is that you from the clink?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you really feel like that story would have hit more had I not helped you along?
No, I'd have hit more when I was on a roll giving it to you. Okay. Not waiting for the podcast.
Oh. it would have been better. Because we had lunch with our photographers, Nua and Kelly, and they are great at taking still photos, by the way.
Yeah, they're very good at that.
They are. You started to tell me I really thought like Richard was going to get into it with these people. Because you were halfway through the story and then you said, I'm going to save it for the podcast. So I really thought there was going to be a climactic, y'all get thrown out.
Me interjecting into the conversation and putting myself with, because after the 15th, do you know Betty? Do you know this person? Obviously, we were perturbed
was
by
one
it.
Couple. Okay, what was everyone's?
It was mainly a couple, and then this other lady and her husband was silent.
So it's the lady that was being.
It was mainly
the other
the
couple
ladies.
Clearly bothered, like, leave us alone?
No.
Oh.
No, it was the lady, and the two people on the other end were very into this inane conversation of just whack-a-mole recognition. Mm. Do you know this person? And then occasionally they would, isn't that Betty Lou's sister? But we can't even talk because they're so loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
let's talk. You can imagine, you know, how chill Richard is.
Richard is famously chill. No, Richard, if he's chill, he's sedated. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean by drink or pill. I mean he's under for surgery. Like, mm-hmm. He runs hot. Yeah. Anyway, well, let's talk. So far, you've been body shamed and had a horrible bar experience. What's a positive from your trip?
The grouper.
You had good grouper.
Magnificent.
What about it was so good? The conversation?
No, it was the sauce.
What was the sauce?
I don't know. Some magical elixir that made me happy. Buttery, rich, thick.
Oof.
I'm like, my God, what is this? It's the best fish I've ever had in my life.
But you didn't ask.
What am I going to recreate it?
Some
I must have
do.
The recipe.
My
Why
sister-in-law is
that?
Good about that. She will try to recreate her favorite restaurant dishes at home. And sometimes she's like, well, she's a really good cook. Her family's like Italian. Uh-huh. Like they do, we make the sauce type thing. Like she's a real, my brother is so blessed. He eats better than he has in his entire life ever since he married her. And so when we're on vacation, she will ask them questions or she will just really pay attention and then she'll try to recreate it when we get home. Like one that she made when they went home, but she was like, there's one restaurant where we always go on vacation every year that has the best she crab soup in the entire world. Like it's just, I don't even know what they do. Well, she tried to make it. She's like, I tried every way in the world. I cannot replicate what they do. Like it's just the best of the best. Mm. And so that's why I was, you know, just wondering. Mm-hmm. She could probably recreate it for you. Shout out Chandler, my fabulous Italian-American sister-in-law.
I like Chandler, yeah. I had a lift. We couldn't get an Uber for some reason, so I had a breast lift. Which I love. Have you taken the breast lift?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's nice.
What is the breast? I think we're talking about different things. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's a rideshare program.
Oh, it's a rideshare.
Yeah. I love to
How
ride it.
How does it manifest itself?
Well, it always comes with two vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Very similar.
Sure.
One always slightly larger than the
of
other.
Of course, because, you know, they're what right. is it? Sisters, not twins.
Yeah. The guy came in a pickup truck. In a pickup truck, and it was just a dude. I mean, just a dude. That
did it have a second row?
Like,
least?
It wasn't his job. It's like, my brother couldn't be here, so I'm doing it. And I had to load the luggage into the back of the pickup truck, which apparently I did that wrong.
Oh, no.
I was told, who loads it like this? Why'd you do that? I'm like, well, what does it matter? I mean, we're like,
wait a minute. I'm going to do a motion, and I want you to confirm or deny. Were the suitcases like this? Or were
no,
they like this?
No. Okay, it wasn't flat. It was on its side. It was just one big piece of luggage.
Oh, okay.
On its side this way. And I think she thought it'd fall over, but the thing was so heavy. We had to pay extra to get it home. 53 or 54 instead of 50.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. Yeah. I'm always right there on the line myself.
You know, I'm shocked that I wasn't told to ride up front of the plane.
Fine, we'll let her suitcase on. She's up there and goes, please, just let my overweight suitcase on. He'll ride up front to even it out. He got a breast lift on the way here, please.
Anyway, this guy, this lift guy, never says a word. Not once, not hello, not are you who you say you are. He just, and I come around to the back, he never gets out. to pick up this 53-pound suitcase.
Which I don't think they're and required I have to, open, to, but I think it's
I know,
a nice
but
thing
hey,
to
you're getting paid.
Or at least come open the cab.
And he didn't do that. I opened the gate of the truck, throw it in there like I'm back on the farm, and shut the gate, and here we go.
And suddenly there's a piece of straw in your mouth.
And he listened to some, I don't know, Jubal and Brooke in the Morning radio show.
Oh.
And you've heard it before, I'm sure, where they do the second date or second chance date call.
Uh-huh.
They act as if this isn't prompted or scripted
yeah.
in any way, and they call to see how the date went or mm-hmm. can we get a second chance.
Are you
going to
go on a second date?
Yeah. Cranked. We listened to that cranked.
So is it three of you in a row or
it,
there's a back seat?
No, just, well, yeah, no, we're in the back seat.
Okay,
I
was trying to decide if this was just a single cab or, okay.
Yeah.
You guys are in the back seat. I thought I was envisioning like an S10.
Dual cab, whatever they call it.
Yeah, whatever. I was, yeah.
No, but I mean, those cabs, the one he had was tiny. My knees are in the guy's kidneys. But the good news is,
please, at
if
some
I have
point.
Any good news, I am in at the beach. We're floating in the water.
Oh.
We're all floating in the water. All of us, right?
Is the water beautiful?
Yes.
Oh.
And I hear, "What the blankety blank is that?"
Oh no!
I gotta go.
It's my worst.
Getting
story.
Out of here, and I go, "Where?" I don't see it. And finally, there is this large mass that is moving.
Please be seaweed.
And Richard and I go, "There's no fin. There's no fin." And it's moving north. Well, because I'm on the Gulf.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
I know where north is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, because it's moving to my right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is it? And then someone says the word, and I think, that is what it is. Manatee. So I take off. I'm going, and they're like, "Where'd you going?" I gotta hug it. I gotta hug it. I'm gonna hug this thing.
Oh my God.
Couldn't catch it. They could do, I looked it up later, they could do 15 mile per hour.
But it was confirmed.
Well, we're pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Because I looked, yeah, I don't know what else it could be that size with no fin. That's just gliding.
Yeah, they just kind of.
Yeah, it wasn't no splash, no nothing. Just the mermaid flip.
The sea cow.
He's gone.
How you'd imagine a cow would operate in the water with no legs. Just
more like a hippo.
Yeah.
Kind of would.
Sure. So you.
Couldn't catch it.
Couldn't catch it. Because if you did, you'd be in the clink right now.
You know what? We're going to have to. What? Florida wildlife's going to have to identify me. Figure out who I am, come get me. There's no extradition with Florida.
You would be extradited.
Man, because he's caught on video hugging, giving a manatee a heck of a good time.
Whoa, too far.
What? It's just a hug.
Yeah.
It's affectionate.
Yay. And then you sent a picture to the group chat, the Lynn Haley Show group chat, which I think we'll show on the show, that someone down there had a manatee mailbox.
Yes.
And you did hug it.
Yeah, I did hug that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just for you guys. But we can put that on the show, I guess. But I wish I was closer.
I know. There is, I'm very scared of the ocean. Like, I like to swim in it in the shallows.
I will tell you this. Ocean Ramsey has helped me tremendously with understanding sharks.
I have to look this person up because you've brought.
Oh my God. I'd look her up every night if I could. Are you looking her up?
I just realized I haven't been taking any notes because I've been so enthralled with your beach stories. Okay. Mm. Ocean Ramsey. You've brought. See, I was convinced it might have been a boy, but you've brought her up. She's an American conservationist and model.
Yeah. You can see why she piqued my interest.
She's married to a guy named Juan Oliphant.
Now, this guy is not going to be around much longer.
Why?
Well, I think what they're doing is very dangerous. But, yeah. But
she's very beautiful.
She is on full alert, right? So she can spin around, and she's got her little strong locked elbow maneuver.
Because she swims with sharks.
And when the shark, mainly tiger sharks, when the tiger shark approaches, she puts.
I'm seeing an article on people.com right now. Ocean Ramsey makes direct eye contact with tiger shark after she turns her back on very capable predator.
Yeah, that's one of the many iconic photos. She's taken several. So she knows how to do this, maneuver with these things, where because we're really not their food source. So they're somewhat curious and now even friendly to them because they keep visiting the same, I don't know if you call them pod, but it's the same bunch of sharks that keep appearing in the same.
Yeah.
And they've named them. And the sharks seem very curious, but not.
They're just like, what
are
you? I
mean, they will. Sometimes they'll kind of move a little aggressively, but she's so good at being so aware. She's got her hand, mm-hmm. locked elbow on the shark's.
Thou shall not pass. Yeah,
the
she
shark,
looks pretty
and
cool.
She pushes down, and the shark just goes, well, I can't eat that, whatever that was.
That thing was hot and strong.
But meanwhile, her husband is there with her, shooting this, yeah. with his back turned to all the action. This guy's going to get nailed. I mean, occasionally she'll go,
oh, okay.
and point, and he'll flip around and try to defend himself if he has to.
So you're hoping, I mean, thinking he might get killed soon.
I don't think it's going to last.
And then.
Now, me, on the other hand, I'm not a photographer, so I don't have to get in the water. I'll just be on the boat with the cocktail ready when she wants to come up.
Baby, you did so good
so
today.
Proud of you.
So proud of you. Here is a Mai Tai.
Yep.
So she's based out of Oahu, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I just saw. They don't have her exact birth date, at least on Wikipedia. She's my age.
Is she?
Like, how cool. She's way cooler than me.
She swam with great whites, too.
How did she become fat? I said she's in a documentary called Shark Whisperer on Netflix. Is that new?
I watched it. That's how I became aware.
Deeply in love with her.
I think she, just through social media, her.
You're the first person that's told me about her.
She would, I think, was an instructor, like a scuba instructor, or right. her husband was, and then they would dive with sharks, and she.
Do you think that's how they met?
Yes, it is how they met. They talk about
it. Oh, that's so cute. I gotta look.
He was a surfer too, and he hated sharks.
Well, yeah, most surfers do.
A lot of his buddies had either gotten bitten or with us no longer.
Ugh,
but then when he became.
On her Wikipedia or her first Google results, it says Ocean Ramsey, American conservationist and model. His says Juan Oliphant, Ocean Ramsey's husband. That's all it says. Juan. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, back to you.
Anyway, that is how they met, through their love of sharks, because he became a proponent once he had done a dive with them. And I'm kind of, because I am, I don't care for sharks either. I don't know why we have to have apex predators that can kill us whenever they feel like it. But.
Have you met the human male?
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. They're not apex predators. But they can kill us at any moment.
Oh my God. Yes, other males, too. You know who their number one victims are? Men.
I wish I could go on a walk at night. Let me tell you that.
You can. Take a friendly male with you.
Why?
Why not?
Why would I have to, though? I've never been afraid of a woman trying to grab me.
Well, I have. She's so peaked. I've been in some sticky situations. Terrified.
I'm sorry, that's my favorite thing you've ever said, just from the ear value. I've been in some sticky situations. That's a whole trend on TikTok now, is girls being like, oh my gosh, walking at night is the best. It's such a shame men love to be out killing.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there aren't women murderers, but you know.
Well, because there are. And most of them get away with it.
Really? Back Passive. That up with...
Oh, are you kidding me? Let's just think about the ones that have been caught. With the poisons. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been on a night walk and a woman's poisoned me before.
No, that ain't that. See, that's the thing. You're worried about a stranger. Men have to worry about the girl next door.
Then why did? What did they do to provoke her?
Yeah.
Come on. Keep coming at me because I got it all, baby.
You didn't have to do a thing.
Huh?
They didn't have to do a thing to get...
But see, you walk at night all the time.
I do.
I mean, we're laughing, but this is a serious problem. I would love to go on a night walk.
What do you mean a serious problem? What's the problem? How serious is it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
If I called you and said... If you called me at 9 o'clock at night and you said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm walking at Jacobson Park by myself. What are you doing? You'd feel good about that?
No.
Even if I said, I'm walking around Ashland. the historic site by myself at night.
I go,
how would you feel?
Why are you doing that?
And I'd say, because it's a free world and I'm not afraid of
it. But again, that's, I wouldn't feel good about it, but here's why.
Because your country.
Even I am susceptible to the amplification of media, what the media does in all just repeating bad stories. And not the millions of stories that happened that same night that were successfully.
What's the story then? Woman survives night walk.
No, didn't survive. Just enjoyed the night air.
Yeah, right. And then a woman poisons her.
Right, another woman.
There are exceptions to everything, but I feel like there's not a single woman watching this, listening or watching this right now that's going to be like, she's crazy. I go on night walks alone all the time. No fear.
Listen, I am susceptible to the amplification just as you are.
You're just repeating words you've heard.
From myself.
From you. Yes. I look in the mirror tonight.
Yes, I said it, and I'll say it again. It's not facts.
Then why? So you're saying the only reason you'd be concerned is because you've been influenced.
Every time
to
I get
be
in a plane,
concerned.
Every time I get in a plane, I think it'll probably crash. Every time. I think, well, should I say goodbye to people? I don't know. You know, because it feels unnatural. And the only reason is because of the amplification of the crashes, which are so insignificant to the number of successful landings. 60,000 planes are in the air as I am speaking to you.
Did you read this before?
I know this.
Flight?
Not one of them is going to crash today.
Yeah.
Those numbers don't lie.
And these hips don't lie. And that's what I said to that man following me at the park. No, agreed. And it's funny you bring that up. I just listened to one of the most recent episodes of my favorite podcast, My Favorite Murder. It's a longtime true crime podcast. And they just covered a flight. Have you ever heard of United Flight? I think it's 232. It crashed in 1989 in Iowa. It was flying from Denver to Chicago. And it's an amazing story. It was a United flight. And basically, it... Unfortunately, a lot of people died, but a lot of people survived.
Sioux City?
I think so. It basically came...
Yeah, we know somebody was on that.
We who?
Me and you.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I do know that person.
Why have you never brought this up to me?
If you're thinking of the same as the one that tumbled?
Yes.
Yes. Our friend was on it.
What? No one's ever told me this.
He survived it, yes. He doesn't want to talk about it, so I'm not going to mention his name.
Then don't.
But yeah, he was on it, survived it.
Because there's an episode of I Survived about it, you know, which are those shows where they talk about people.
Right.
Oh my God, that just gave me like chills. That's crazy. Because I just listened to it. And anyway, at the beginning of it, because a lot of people, you know, I listen to podcasts a lot when I'm flying. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, they're like, we're aware a lot of people listen to our podcast when they fly. Maybe go ahead and skip this one.
Yeah.
But they're like, or you can stay, but at the end, we're going to give you the stats that talk about how safe flying
is. Is that the one where they had to fly using
the throttle
to navigate it?
Yeah.
Because it the only way they
could move. I love that you know so much about this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Anyway, but at the end, they give the stats on, even in 1989, how safe it was when this plane went down, but now comparatively,
that's
the
crazy
safety.
Right.
And so it is soothing, but it's like you still need to hear that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if someone could provide the stats on safe night walking, I'd love to hear it. But
to just nail home my point.
Please.
When it comes to accidents, Americans probably, we die in a lot of stupid ways, but one of the more common ways we do die is cars.
Yeah.
And you don't think twice about getting in that car. Don't. I know what you want to do right now. You know what? Sorry. I don't need you.
It's an inside joke, Lena, I have that I want to bring up, and he won't let me. And I don't want to.
Help.
But I want to. So
you never know.
Danger is lurking.
Kano
was here.
Oh, God.
Guys, you don't know the grade A comedy I could be bringing to the table right now, but I'm not allowed.
Nope.
Anyway, Lee, talk to me more about car safety.
it's safe.
Statistically.
Well, it's not as safe as flying.
That's true. Statistically, yeah, they say, which is supposed to be soothing when you get on a plane, like you have a higher chance of dying in a car crash than you do there. And it's like, that's true, and it's soothing when you're on the plane. Mm-hmm. When you get in the car, it's scary. And you can be the best driver in the world, mm-hmm. and one guy, you know, you just don't know.
By the way.
Oh, okay, you're mad about something.
Yeah, on the flight last night. Norma didn't put, for some reason, the seats together.
Oh.
She's in the front row. And it's
she's in first class?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
I mean, she's in front of me.
Okay.
And it's one of those exit
rows.
Doors. Yeah. Yeah, exit rows. So there's the seat next to me, you got all that leg room, right? And they're shutting the door, and nobody's taking this seat. And so I just go, hey, you can sit here. So she sits there. Well, they got to open the door back up to let this teenage kid in with his headphones on. And he comes up
there.
And they're like, and I could tell the flight attendants are a little irritated with him because he made them open the, you know, like, and he's like, well, I don't see my seat, whatever, because she's in the seat next to, and so then the kid's like, they go, sir, can you show me your ticket? And I go, I don't have a ticket. She's got. So anyway, then in...
She doesn't just jump up and say,
She goes, no, we go, this is not... And he goes, and the stewardesses go, well, sir, you can sit, okay, astronauts, how's that? You can sit here, right?
Oh, yeah, why don't you just go ahead and sit
there's
in
an open
seat.
Or unless you want that seat. He kind of nodded, I want that seat. And I'm like, So I did not let him have any of the armrest. I leaned over. I almost fell asleep on his shoulder.
I breathed onto his neck.
He's a little punk.
Maybe he was afraid.
Afraid.
Maybe
he wanted to stretch
alone.
Out. He wanted to stretch out.
That's what the seat he paid for.
He didn't pay for that.
How do you know?
The kid doesn't have a job.
How do you know?
I could tell by the way, the cut of his jib and the way he walked. Kid doesn't have anything other than bad hair.
I mean, I understand it would have been easier for everybody. A, he's already made everybody late and they had to reopen the doors, which I feel like they don't do unless... That's crazy. But I understand that he's like, yeah, I paid for that seat. I want it. But also,
he didn't say
that.
He nodded sheepishly. He didn't go, no, I paid for that. No, he just, they go, unless you, and he's like, he just barely looked to the flight attendant. Went,
maybe he was nervous. You're threatening.
I'm threatening.
You're as good as a park walk at night. No, I am. To see it from his side, maybe he was just a nervous young fly. So, like, when I was his age and flying alone for the first time, I was a nervous Nelly.
Just, take whatever open seat is there. What does it matter?
I would have. But then I also would have been like, oh, God, is this right? Like, he might have been like, maybe that makes people more upset. He was probably in a panic.
The flight attendant was trying to get him to sit down. And then he kept hesitating. And then she's like, so you want your original seat? And he looks at her, making sure not to make eye contact with me. You're like, yes, Mommy, help me. And she's like, okay, up. Does that, you know, she's got to do it. That's the seat.
So Norma
purchased.
Has to get up.
Yes.
And she was on the window, so she has to get up and climb over you. Do you
No, it's enough opening there. You can just walk through it next to the door. They like don't have
a
seat instead of it being three rows.
Okay.
It's only two.
Okay. So back to when you were a perfect 15-year-old.
I don't think I was ever rude to adults.
He wasn't rude. Was he rude?
Come on. When you see a couple sitting there, you're
going to... As a formerly and perpetually anxious child, I'm just trying to see from his perspective. But I've tried, and maybe that's not right. Maybe you're right. He came on with...
No, I see a selfish, indulgent, just trapped in his own world with his headphones, doesn't have the courtesy to have a conversation with another human without removing the devices on his head.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, it's rude. Ugh.
So what happened? We hit it off, man. We talked.
No, I laid into that. I laid on the seat. I'm sure he was not comfortable.
That
I was passive aggressive.
A Christian thing to do.
You bet. Actually, it wasn't that bad. What I did was watch.
I was going to say, I bet you're exaggerating. I know you, and you're nice against your will.
I watched The Luckiest Man in America. Fascinating.
What's that about?
So. One of my favorite game shows when I was a kid.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Press Your Luck.
Yes, I was like, I've heard of that. What is that?
It is so good.
It's the guy that he wasn't cheating. He just had watched it so much, right?
He'd learned the patterns. It's similar
like
to
card counting.
Card counting. It's
can't
like
do
if
that.
You sit at the blackjack table and you can count cards.
Mm-hmm.
And the Peter
Falk.
No. I'm trying to think of the game show host name. It's
Peter Dinklage.
No.
Peter Pan.
No.
Peter Rabbit. Peter
no.
Al.
No. Peter. This guy's last
Peter
name.
Paul and Mary.
Well, here it comes. It's where'd it go? Peter Tamarkin. Peter Tamarkin was the host.
Okay. Of
and
the
I've gone on a
right.
deep
no.
dive with him.
What was the show?
Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Good looking guy, played by Walton Goggins.
Oh, yes.
He plays him on the show.
Now, was this like a Netflix movie or was this in theaters?
I don't know. It was not on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, I don't know if it's in theaters. Maybe.
And is it Richard Jewell? The guy that played Richard Jewell?
Yeah, the guy
it?
That played Richard Jewell.
Is the main guy.
He's got three names. Paul. It's like Paul.
Yeah. He played
Anderson Hawther. Something like that. I can't remember the guy's name. He's a great actor.
Here, Lee said it was Paul Anderson Hawther. And I want to confirm that it's obviously very close to that.
I'm sure it is.
It is Paul Walter Hauser.
Okay, I'm close.
So Hauser is close. I like Hawther.
So Paul Walter Hauser.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's great.
Okay.
But he's good
you
in everything.
You think he's related to Cole Hauser, who played Rip on Yellowstone?
I don't know.
One of the hottest men in America.
Yeah. Which is sort of odd, isn't it? That people think he's hot. And I get why women especially think he's hot because, you know, he's the tough guy and he's protective, but he's got the soft spot for what's-her-face.
Yeah. But this
but he's not the classic Brad Pitt.
Have you seen him in other roles?
Is he?
When he was much thinner and more clean-cut.
No.
He played the Secret Service in one of those London Is Falling, Olympus Has Fallen.
Because he's sort of chunky.
He
but
is.
I mean in a strong way.
He's not
like
chunky.
Fat.
He's, yeah. He's kind of farm strong. Like mm-hmm. he's you know, in Yellowstone, and he's rusticky hot. But I've thought he was hot long before that role as oh. well. I think he's hot in that role, but I think he's also more traditionally good-looking than people realize.
So he just doesn't come off that way for me. He's not Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking dude.
Good look. 60, 70 years. I don't even care.
I love Jimmy Carr. They're one of my
yeah.
favorite.
I always think you're going to say Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter. I love Jimmy Carter. Carter. I saw him do improv the other night. Oh, man, he's animated.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the luckiest man alive. Back to Paul Walter Hauser.
What about him? Well, I loved it, and I loved
like
the
you
movie.
Brought it up.
So what he did, he was a con man from way back. He was a guy that was doing multi-level marketing. He did some Ponzi schemes, you know, and he kind of weaseled his way onto the show. Mm. And they dramatize a lot of this, but they portray Peter Tamarkin in a good way. And I always liked him anyway as a host. So I thought, what happened to him?
Oh, so then I love that.
And I'm about to tie the show up right now. Because he died in 2006.
Oh.
Know how? Plane crash.
No way.
Yes.
High five me on that symmetry, but so sad for the Tamarkin family, obviously.
Well,
it's
his
a tragedy.
Wife died, too.
So sad for their extended
he
family.
He was the pilot.
But the callback there could
yeah,
never have
good.
Been written. That was pretty good. What? His wife was the pilot?
And you know what he was doing?
Did I hear that right?
No, he was the pilot.
Oh.
He and his wife died
so
just off the coast, like Santa Monica, I think. And what they were doing, bless their hearts, they would fly cancer patients.
No.
Give them free lifts, and they were on their way to pick up a patient.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had engine trouble, and they hit the ocean. Now, they think they would have survived if he had just went and got the shoulder strap seat belt. They only had lap belts. So I'm sure they blunt force trauma to the head when on the impact.
That's horrible.
Airlines only give you lap belts.
Is this supposed to be soothing, or what are we? It is true, they do.
You know, the safest thing we've talked about, swimming with sharks.
Yes.
On this
yes.
whole show, the safest thing is to swim with Ocean Ramsay with your back turned to the beast.
We've covered a lot of danger today.
Yeah. I think we just need to wrap it up.
Yeah, sure. Because that's dangerous, too. Okay. Well, anyway, Lee, did our staff submit any questions?
I don't think so.
Randomized breakers that we need?
No, I don't know.
Kelly said... No, Bridget said... Oh, Kelly has one. If you had to play a role in a musical last minute, what role would you
pick? You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the King of England and Hamilton.
You're obsessed with it. Give us a little taste.
You'll be back.
I'll kill your friends and family.
Send a battalion.
Oh, that is really good.
So he just stepped down. Mm-hmm. Talk about George Washington. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Mm-hmm. You can give it up. Love that.
When I tell you, it's so frustrating to be in love with someone who doesn't share the same sexual orientation as you. Because Jonathan Groff is gay.
Yes.
And Mindhunter. Where he's the lead in that show that got canceled during COVID, which now apparently they're possibly bringing it back for like 3 2-hour movies. The level of deep love I was in with him there, knowing he was gay the whole time, but I still was just like, oh, Jonathan. And I still think that. I just think he's so talented and wonderful and just seems so great, but I'll never be the man he wants.
No.
He's my gay crush.
Yeah.
Do you have a gay crush?
I don't know. You got to tell me who's out there that...
I also have a deep gay crush on Adam Scott. Wait, is that his name?
Adam Scott?
Not the one from Severance. That's not his name.
And not the golfer either.
The guy from... Oh, used to have a crush on him, but he's gay.
He is not.
I mean, he's straight. I mean, he's straight, so I can't have a crush on him. Sorry.
His wife and kids are shocked.
I was thinking 40 things. Andrew Scott. He's the hot priest on the Fleabag Amazon show. He's the hot priest. He also played, what else did he do? Him. But I had the crush on him because he plays a hot straight, this is how they get me. They play hot straight guys. And I just am like, oh gosh.
You could tell, I think, that a guy is gay.
He's gonna be in the new Knives Out.
No, good.
Oh my gosh, yum.
Just by the way they pose. You know what I mean? Gay guys have a better sense of self.
Oh yeah.
In the relationship with the camera than straight dudes. Straight dudes just goofy. Like if you keep the camera on a straight dude too long, he ends up either making the muscle pose or sticking his tongue out and crossing his eyes.
Yeah, he doesn't really know what to do.
Where gay guys can, you know, really work it.
Well, they're just, yeah, they're just, I don't even know. But anyway.
I could learn a lot from the gay community.
You could, and I think...
On how to pose.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I don't know how we got off on that. Oh, we started talking about Jonathan Groff, and you would be... I would like to be in Waitress. That's the one and only Broadway show I've ever seen when I was in New York. It's the only one I've ever seen. I know you've seen a million, so poo-poo. But I would love to have any role in that.
I could be in the... What was the Monty Python Holy Grail of... Camelot. No, Spamalot.
Spamalot.
Yeah, Spamalot. Sure. I could be Spamalot.
Okay, and then Bridget asked, if you had to start DIYing one service, what would it be? So like a service you have done.
You know what? Our friend Richard had a fantastic idea. He's probably going to get mad at me for sharing it because somebody will steal it. But he doesn't want to do it anymore. But it was something he had when he was younger, which made sense to me. An app that would show you nightlife. So before you're going out, let's see which club is hopping. And it would be a live stream from different clubs.
What?
And they could put an ad on there and, you know, their menu, so you can make, that's how the app would make the money. But that way, if you're going out for people who love clubbing, you could look and go, oh, this place is hopping or this place is dead. Let's not go
there. I feel like
there.
That would, you could do an app or just a Google search, because you know how Google now, if you type in like a business or a restaurant, it'll tell you when they're most busy.
Right, but this would be an aggregator of a live stream of all the places you want to go to in
that
city.
What would it be called?
That's a great question.
It's got to be jazz.
Bird's eye. Did you get a bird's eye view of the club?
I got it.
Yeah.
I figured that out.
I don't feel like it hit with you.
Well, it did. It just didn't hit as hard as I think you thought it was going to. No, it's good. Okay.
Yeah, it's what happens when you run into dense matter.
Thank you for having sympathy for my situation. Okay, if I had to start DIYing one service, I could probably learn how to trim my hair. I certainly couldn't give myself a haircut. I would probably.
How are you making money at trimming your own hair?
No, it says DIYing it, doing it yourself.
Oh, like, I thought I'm envisioning we were creating a business.
No, DIYing means do it yourself.
Yeah,
so
I meant I was going to create my own business.
That's a DIY. Oh, I didn't take it that way.
No, I did.
What's something you get done that you, let's say for money reasons, or no one else does it as good as the person who used to do it for you, so you're just like, I'm going to do it myself?
It'd probably be the same. It'd be hair or whatever.
Give a definitive answer.
I guess hair.
And how would you do it?
Well, I guess as good as I could.
I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like men's hair would be so hard. I know men do their own hair.
Well, all the fading that you got to do with the different cuts and styles. I don't know how they do
that. Yeah, I don't either. Men's hair, I feel like, would be much
better. I could do a buzz cut all day long, but I don't know how to make it styled.
Well, that's why I said I could probably trim my hair, but it would be this style forever. I could never give myself a new type cut.
Yeah.
Nails, no, I got to have them done. I've tried to save money and do them myself at home. No, I'll pay to get my nails done for the rest of my life. In fact, I need to go today or tomorrow. Yours are fine.
All right. Are you done now?
Okay.
We had great momentum.
And then what?
With the Peter Tamarkin plane crash. We high-fived on it. And then you wanted to read the questions.
Well, what do you want? That's how we always end.
No whammies, no whammies. Stop. It's a good movie. It's a little artsy. It feels like it was made by Europeans.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's like this Americana.
It was in English, but it was subtitled.
Yeah, 1984 encapsulated the look and all that, but it was so, I don't know.
It almost
odd.
Was like the idea of what people thought the show was like, and not people that actually watched it.
Well, kind of, yes. I mean, they nailed the set. Mm-hmm. It looked just like that, but still, it was a feel to it. It just felt, I don't know, European for some reason. Oh, you know what I did? I found... So I said, Richard, you got to have this for the boat. And it is that great string moment in the beginning of You Only Live Twice. Can't play it for you now because of licensing, but I'll play it for you off the air. But anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, it's from James Bond. Okay. And it's always used when James is going somewhere. And, like, you know, he'll be like in a cigarette boat and he's just standing.
I know
and
what
it's
you're
bouncing
talking about.
And the strings Sunlight, come in and it'll say Monaco.
Yes.
On the screen.
Yeah.
And James gets off and he's in a tuxedo.
Looking better than anyone ever has.
Yes.
So what happened?
I found that music.
And you got it. You play downloaded now
it's
the playlist.
Now it's on my hot rotation.
So did you play it and you and Richard stood on the front of the boat? Like?
No, we were off the boat. I played it for him later at the pool. He goes, I got to get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Because he's got his own playlist.
And what is his playlist?
It's a
Sinatra?
Lot of, no, it's oh. Beach Boys and Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it's that Florida life that he's trying to amplify down there. And
if you say amplify or any conjugation of it one more time.
I am
victim to the amplification. Richard's trying to amplify this lifestyle.
What else would you like me to say?
Nothing. I would like absolute silence. Just kidding. Okay, guys. Glad you're back from vacation. Glad you guys are listening. We hope you listen each and every week. Rate, review, subscribe. Leave us a kind comment or review below. If you have nothing nice to say, then shut your mouth. Say it to the wall. Just listen to something else. If you don't like us, that's totally fine. Just don't waste your time writing something mean. We wouldn't do it to you.
I don't care. You can.
Lee actually loves it. But anyway, our TV show is The Lee and Haley Show. We are weekdays at noon on Fox 56 in Lexington, Kentucky, and surrounding markets as well. So go to our social media for more information.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Bye.